Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
You deserve more than feeling constantly fried to a crisp. Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast, where you get the understanding, the community, and the information you need to end burnout for good. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, and all of my work focuses on hashtag ending burnout culture. Outside the pod, you'll find me on stages at conferences giving keynotes, in offices providing corporate trainings, doing virtual VIP one-on-one work, or supporting our group program, Unfried, that is run by my right-hand woman, Sarah Vosen. Both Sarah and I have been through burnout and came out stronger, happier, and more fulfilled, and we want that post-burnout growth for you, too.
Hi, Fried fam. Today, we are going to cover one of the most asked questions in burnout recovery, and that is, how long does burnout recovery take? And it's another one of those possibly annoying questions because, of course, it depends. My experience tells me that most people are recovering within 12 to 18 months. This is what we see most commonly with Fried and Unfried. This is what happens with most of the people that we talk to. There was a survey that we did about a year ago, and in that survey, we can see that, bring it up so I can read it to you. There's 54% of people recover within the time span between 6 months and 2 years. So that's over half of the people are taking at least 6 months or up to 2 years. And I don't know a lot of people that got through it in 6 months. That to me would be a really mild case of burnout. And often because of how our brains work and how we are wired in the world, we don't respond and start recovering from burnout when we are in a mild case of burnout. We wait until we are crashed against the wall and like slopping down like a cartoon into a puddle on the ground below us. That's what we wait for. And so it takes a little bit longer when you're a little bit further along. 30% of our respondents said it took them over 2 years to recover. I do see this happening sometimes. And what is happening in these scenarios are a few things. One, there is often an inability or a fear or something going on that's blocking people from admitting one of their biggest factors. And that means that they are either working in a quote unquote dream job that they refuse to admit is no longer their dream job because they don't know what they would do if it wasn't this, or that dream job or that career is so closely tied with their identity that they're unwilling to let it go. Sometimes it is because people are just simply too afraid to look for something different and find success somewhere else. So there's a lot that can be tied up into that. So sometimes it's related to a job. Other times it's related to, and this is something we don't talk about a ton, but other times it's related to a relationship. Sometimes these relationships can change if they are partnerships. But sometimes this is a caregiving relationship that you are not going to get out of anytime soon. And it takes a little bit longer in those scenarios, not because it's not possible to recover, but because it takes you a little bit longer to work through the boundary setting and the guilt that pops up and the other things that you'll need to do long term to care for yourself better. Most people in that second scenario where it's sort of caregiver related, what I've found working with those people is that once they get to the point that they have set the boundaries and they are recovered from burnout and they are feeling better, they look back and they're like, why did this take me so long to get here? I am now more pleasant to the person I'm caring for. I have a better relationship with them. This is better for me and better for them. I didn't think I had any support, but I learned how to find it. And so there's a lot of commonalities in there. There does say We had 14% of people that said that it took them between 1 and 6 months. So like I said, that's probably a pretty mild case and or a ton of support, like a ton of support, a coach, a therapist, a massage therapist, an acupuncturist, time off from work and everything all at once that maybe, but I have a hard time seeing that being the truth for the majority of people. So if we add up the people that told us 6 to 12 months, 1 to 2 years, or longer than 2 years, we see that coming out to 84% of people are anywhere from 6 months to 2 years or longer. So the reason I often say 12 to 18 months is because this is what I see most commonly. And because I want people to understand when they're a month in, 6 weeks into their recovery, that they're going to have most commonly at that point, a breakdown. You're going to be like, maybe you took a month off from work and you're like, I feel worse, not even better. And then maybe you had support. You did a 6 week, you know, burnout recovery program somewhere. And you're like, okay, well, I feel a little better, but I can't function still. What I need you to understand is that once you figure out things that need shifting in your life and start shifting them, there's still going to be work to do after that. Because as you shift, you're going to have to deal with the emotions of that shift, and you're going to have to find ways to fuel yourself. And you will have to adjust parts of your identity. You will have to adjust the way you show up in the world. I just wrote in the Facebook group today, someone was writing that they were, you know, I'm the person that always shows up, that can always manage the stress, and now I can't. And I, you know, feel terrible about myself. Listen, my friends, my gorgeous, burnt out, crumbling friends, burnout will demand of you that you no longer be that person. And it will stick around and stick around and stick around until you shift away from that identity of being the one who always. This means that you will have to have an identity shift. And it is not simple, because the questions that come up underneath that are, am I valuable as a human if I'm not serving everyone all the time? Will anyone love me if I don't give them all the things that I've given them in the past? These are hard things to face, and sometimes the answers are not going to be what you want them to be. Are you valuable? Absolutely. Will everyone love you the same way? Maybe not. And these are really hard things to deal with. This is why it takes so long. You cannot rush through this process. You have to make a shift, deal with the emotion, make a new shift, deal with the emotion and the fallout and the consequence. Make a new shift, deal with the emotion and the fallout and the consequence, and over and over and over again until you have upgraded your identity, until you have shifted the way that you relate to yourself and to the world around you. Burnout requires that you live a life that soothes you, that fuels you, that fills you. It requires that of you. That's one of the beautiful parts of it. And that beauty does not come in the first 5 weeks or 6 weeks or 12 weeks. It takes longer than that, but it is coming. So if you are just wondering, Kate, how the hell long is this burnout recovery going to take? Most likely, with some support, it'll take you 12 to 18 months. Now, we are here for you. I work one-on-one with executives from all over the world. Sarah works one-on-one with everybody all over the world and runs Unfried, which is our group coaching program. We have another one coming up this fall, so get ready for that. We are also considering a membership. If you want that, please let us know. Send us emails, DM us on Instagram, tell us all the things. We are trying to find every way possible to keep you supported throughout this time so that you have what you need without burning ourselves out. We're trying to balance that out. How do we give you everything that you need and keep ourselves healthy and fueled and happy and secure? But we are here and we do this work. I do it also in companies, but we don't only do it in companies. We work one-on-one with people. We work with companies. We do everything that you can imagine for your burnout recovery. So please let us know what you need, how we can help, and we'll make it happen. All right, Fred fam. Until next time.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.